My name is Alonzo Foreman, and I would like to start by welcoming you to our Vitz Group podcast session. Today's podcast will be focused on sightline upgrades. With me today is Vishnu Raman, who is a senior project manager with Vitz Group. Vishnu brings a wealth of sightline experience to our discussions today. Just to give a brief overview of Vishnu's sightline background, he has over 17 years of sightline experience, of which 8 of those years he worked directly for what is now an organization called Infor. Vishnu has executed hundreds of sightline projects and has led over 25 implementations and upgrades. Vishnu, if you don't mind, I'd like to get right into asking you questions pertaining to sightline upgrades.
Sounds good.
First question. We hear a lot about Sightline 8. Why should an organization consider upgrading, and what are the compelling benefits to upgrading?
Okay. There's a few reasons why an organization should look at Sightline 8. One of them is the hardware. Okay, you've been using Sightline, let's say you're on a Dell hardware or HP hardware for several years now. They have a certain lifespan, so maybe 4 years, 5 years. Generally, after 5 years, you should change your hardware. And so if you're getting up to that stage now, then it's a good time to upgrade, because you do need new hardware for upgrade. So that's a good time to do it. And apart from the hardware, also support from Infor. Infor, they periodically drop older versions of Sightline. You no longer get support, even though you're on maintenance. So that'll be another reason why you would consider upgrading. And the good reason would be every new version has new features, and you can benefit from it. So that would be a good reason to do it. If you look at what are the compelling benefits, again, if you look at some of the changes Sightline 8 offers in different areas, like for example in sales, the interface has completely changed. It's a modern interface compared to Sightline 7. It's much easier. We hear from customers that it's a much, much easier product to use. CRM, for instance, is now integrated within Sightline 8. Before, companies had to use a new separate package to run CRM. Now it's completely integrated into Sightline 8, and that's a big benefit if you're running any kind of marketing campaigns. Another benefit from the sales perspective is kitting operations. If you do kitting operations, before you had to jump through hoops to do kits, now that's a standard feature within Sightline. Another big benefit is workflow. Workflow, you hear a lot about it. Before, workflow would require you to have a separate server, another Exchange instance, and writing code to do your workflow. Now with event management within Sightline 8, it's so much easier. You could create workflows, either it's notification or approvals. Again, we can talk about details in another podcast, but that would be a big benefit from the sales perspective. Again, from a supply chain, they have done a lot for multi-site. So now you can do multi-site vendors, multi-site POs, material transactions. Before it used to be a report, now it's a view. It makes it so much easier to find information in terms of material transactions for a particular transaction date. Another new feature is you can hide your vendors. Let's say if you're sending up your customers, vendors, or items, and they're not quite ready, you can hide them so that the rest of the system doesn't see it until you're ready to release it. So they do give that functionality now, and that's a big benefit. When it comes to engineering, I know a lot of engineers, they would like to import their bill of materials from their CAD system. Now there's a nice interface to do that, and I think that will make some of the engineers at least happy about it. From the operations side, APS, especially if you're using APS today, there's so much enhancements to APS now. You can do a lot of the material shortage analysis. Before, we couldn't do that. You could do that now within the APS. So they've enhanced APS, and they've given you a lot more additional reports. And support for scheduling is much, much stronger now. So this is definitely compelling benefits in different areas of Sightline that you could take advantage of.
All right, Vishnu, let's say a company needs to upgrade. When would be the best time to do it?
Lanzo, the best time to switch your Sightline version is when you also need to replace your hardware. So let's say you're replacing your hardware because it's 5 years now, and you want to be on a latest hardware because if your business system is running on older hardware, you run the risk of that failing and then disruption to your operations. So the best time to do it is when you're switching your hardware. And again, different companies have different policies regarding that. Some of them like to do that every 4 years. Some of them like to 5 years. They like to stretch it beyond that. But whenever you're switching your hardware, that's the best time to do it. And another reason is you do need new hardware for Sightline 8. You couldn't do that with an existing hardware, whatever hardware you have with Sightline 6 or Sightline 7. So that's why that's the best time to do it.
If a company decides to upgrade, generally what should they expect in terms of milestones and time frames?
Okay, in terms of time frames, again, it depends on the size of the organization, the number of users, and how much customizations you've done to your Sightline version. Generally, in our experience, we found that upgrade can be anywhere from, let's say, 2 months to 3 months, sometimes 4 months too, depending mainly on the customizations. So that would be an approximate time frame. In terms of milestones, we have a best practices designed for upgrade, and some of the steps we go through is we go through the installation of Sightline 8, again on a new hardware. Then we do upgrade your databases. There would be an application database upgrade as well as the forms database upgrade. Then we would do training. Here we decide exactly what areas of the system that you need training. It might be on the operations. Maybe if you're a first-time APS user, you need training for APS. Maybe you're trying to take advantage of the new features like CRM or estimating. We would develop training for that and conduct training sessions. Then we would work with your users to do testing the new version, make sure that it's going to work out for you. And we highly recommend going through a pilot where you find out the day in the life of your company using the new version. Make sure that it's going to really work for you. Then after that, we would set a go live date. Generally, that would fall on a weekend. Long weekends are beneficial, so we have extra time for making sure everything is going well. If not, a regular weekend would be fine too. So we'd go through the go live, and then after the go live, we would spend a couple of days on site making sure everything is going smoothly. And after about 2 or 3 days, in some cases maybe the first week. Generally, you should be fine. The system should be stable enough, and then you can go on. And we do offer a post-live support as well, off-site support if you do need some additional help.
Vishnu, are there any gotcha areas while conducting the upgrade?
Yes, there are two areas that we've seen generally companies would have to consider while going through the upgrade. One is testing the new version. Again, yes, Infor has tested the product. They've made sure there's no serious issues with the product. But then it's also important that every company takes the time to test the product in their environment and make sure that it's going to work for them. So this is where we would like companies to spend enough time to do it. It could be a few resources testing their particular area. So let's say if you have a supply chain resource, they could test supply chain. Finance resource could test their finance area. So definitely, yeah, spending enough time to test the new version, making sure it's going to really work would be very, very beneficial. Another area we'd like companies to take into consideration is training. I know different people in the company, they have different training levels, they have different skill levels. Some of them might be new resources, some with the organization for a long time, and also a lot of them don't go through formal training. So training is important. So if it's best to identify the areas where we want to train them, maybe even retrain them. This is apart from the new features you're trying to take advantage of, which you would need training for. Even for the features you've been using before, but if you want to set up a best practices and train them on it, I think it's a good idea to do it. So spending some time on training would be beneficial. So those would be the two areas I would advise companies to consider while going through the upgrade.
And the last question for today, what happens to my customizations in previous Sightline versions?
That's a very good question, Alonzo. If you have done any kind of customizations in your previous version, you would like to certainly retain that when you go to Sightline 8. This depends a lot on what your current version is. So let's say if you're coming from Sightline 4, 5, or 6, These were written in progress. So if you're going from progress to SQL environment, then more than likely you have to rewrite your customizations. So if you had reports created in Sightline 6, for instance, you have to convert that into a store procedure, write a crystal report for it. So yeah, so basically you'll end up rewriting those customizations when you go from progress to a SQL version. But let's say if you're coming from Sightline 7, one of the versions of Sightline 7, you're still on the SQL platform, but the tool set is slightly different between 7 and 8. But the nice thing is, if you're coming from 7, they do provide form sync. Info provides form sync, which can be used to bring your customizations forward to Sightline 8. There will be a need for a little bit of retouching those customizations, but you can essentially preserve them between your Sightline 7 version to Sightline 8. So it all depends on what is your current version. So if you're on 6 or the older version, you have to rewrite them. If you're on 7, we could use form sync to bring them over to Sightline 8.
Very good. And Vishnu, I would like to thank you for your time today.
You're welcome, Alonzo.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast recording. Just a reminder, Veach Group is a professional services consulting firm with expertise in Sightline. If you would have any questions pertaining to Sightline or need assistance, please contact Veach Group toll-free at 877-834-8702 or email us at info@veachgroup.com.